Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
John Featherston of the Maine Wire, it's a privilege to have you back on Maine's Morning News. Rick and Paul on this end of the PDQ door telephone line. I don't even know, are you a fan of the band Talking Heads by any chance?
You know, I'm a big fan of Talking Heads, but I'm struggling to get the lyric right now. Maybe it's just because it's 7:07 in the morning. I'm struggling here, but thanks for having me, guys.
I'll check the text line in a moment, but I'm going to give away the answer. The song is Life During Wartime by Talking Heads.
Oh, I thought Burning Down the House.
No. Well, if arson.
Yeah, I was thinking Burning Down the House too, Paul.
No, listen. If arson was the big problem in Lewiston, I'd say Burning Down the House. But in Life During Wartime, and I know my faith tells me that someone's getting this reference, there's a line in the song in Life During Wartime: the sound of gunfire off in the distance. I'm getting used to it now. And when I hear that song, and we listen to it frequently, I'm thinking of Lewiston because, John, as you have pointed out, as the Maine Wire's pointed out, and I'm sorry, the way the police blotter for Lewiston points out, there's a problem. There's a lot of sound of gunfire off in the distance, but I don't think we should be getting used to it, John.
Oh, I agree, Rick, and thank you for that. And, what a great analogy you're making there. I mean, Rick, long before I became an investigative reporter for the Maine Wire, I was a local elected politician for a long time. And when I sit in the Lewiston City Council chambers and I watch these shows, and I listen every day, and listening to your morning or 6 o'clock segment this morning, Carl Schilling, what is going on in Lewiston? I mean, you're the mayor of the second biggest city in the state of Maine. You know that there's gun violence. You know it's a big issue. And people after people come up to, public comment and tell you, like, you're not doing anything about it. You're not, responding to it. When I ask you, when you're walking down the street with Graham Plattner, just an hour after a child shot a child in your city, and you just walk away, It's concerning, and it's gotten so much concerning that how many people have to go to the podium and say, please help us, City Council, please help us, Mr. Mayor, and nothing gets done. So people have said, hey, can we have a community conversation in Lewiston? And I'm like, of course we can have a community conversation in Lewiston. So I reached out to Pastor Aaron Davis of the Calvary Chapel, who I met through the Calvary Chapel in Portland, and he was like, absolutely. We have to, draw a line in the sand and say, child-on-child violence and shootings in Lewiston have to stop. And the only way they're going to stop is if the community comes together and talks it over, because it's quite obviously the mayor doesn't want to do anything about it, because I sent the mayor the same flyer that I sent you, Rick, which prompted you to invite me on your show this morning, and thank you. He hasn't responded. The police chief responded immediately and says, I'll be there, and I'll make sure that members of my command staff will be there as well. This is an important topic in Lewiston. If we're not going to protect our children, then what are we doing?
When is the community dialogue? When is the... it's not a monologue. It's going to be a dialogue. When is this get-together to talk about this problem that Lewiston is facing and how to stop it?
We're going to hold it on Wednesday, June 3rd at 7 p.m. at the Calvary Chapel, 777 Main Street in Lewiston. And, we invite everybody. And, here's my plea to the Somali community. Somali community, not a big fan of John Featherston, not a big fan of the Maine Wire. And that's a shame, and that hurts my heart, because I've always wanted to hear your side of the story, and I've always wanted to tell your side of the story. You don't want to talk to me. And this is the important issue that you need to talk to us and the entire community about. Because when I do Maine Wire TV from Bartlett Street, or I do Maine Wire TV from Kennedy Park, I see children carrying handguns in their sweatpants. I've had people come up to me and make gun gestures at me while I'm live doing a broadcast. There is a huge gun presence, and it mostly revolves around children in Lewiston. And until we address it, until the people of Lewiston address it, it's only going to get worse as the weather gets better.
Telling us of the event coming soon to Lewiston to address gun violence. I'm just even going to call it violence. It's Wednesday, June 3rd. This is the Maine Wire's John Featherston. I wonder if Chalene has the power to make a difference at this point?
You know, he is very supportive of new Mainers, and, you know, that's probably a good thing. But his support of new Mainers in denying that there is a problem with, you know, Somali youth carrying guns in his community has jeopardized the rest of his community, in one man's opinion.
You say community. Can we geofence that, though? Because I wondered this morning. Lewiston is Maine's second largest city, and I'm going to go back to the gunfire. That echoes beyond the city limits often. It's going beyond Auburn. It's going beyond Turner. It's going beyond Androscoggin County. Lewiston's problem is a problem for the state of Maine because it's tarnishing the integrity of the entire state. Shout me down if I'm wrong, John.
You're 100% right, Rick. You're 100% right. And just this past Tuesday night, you know, they spent, I don't know, 45 minutes debating, like, oh, you know, who should we appoint to the safety committee and how should we do it? And we don't like the process of how it was done. And they spent 45 minutes on establishing a committee, but never once talking about the gun violence. You know, and it's easy to poke, you know, fingers at Shaleen because I don't think he's taking this seriously. But, you know, there's other members of the council that sit up there very silent, too. I'm sorry. If somebody comes to the podium and says, you know, children are shooting children in your community, and you also sit there silently, even though you have to kind of respect, you know, the hierarchy of the mayor, you're an elected official. You have just as much of a voice as Shaleen has, and you sit there and you're either doodling or not looking away, you're looking away or looking at your laptop, and you're not saying anything, then you're just as much as part of the problem as well.
I just held up my notes and showed through the bulletproof glass to Paul Wolf, the very person I wanted to bring up in this conversation, because I think he has an opportunity to actually be a hero. The doodler in chief there, Scott Harriman, school committee, City Council, now to the State House in an election that had some of us, well, in an election that if you looked at the coverage by the Maine Wire, you realized it should receive some form of scrutiny, day of voting versus absentee voting. Scott Harriman has a chance maybe to flex a little bit and help be part of the solution. But right now, John, outside looking in, into City Hall, I don't see that happening.
It's not happening. I'm quite confident that he'll be protecting a parking lot later today on Bartlett Street. And we still don't understand what they're protecting it from. But, yeah, I mean, here's a guy who is on the school committee, you know, has access to kids, you know, shapes policy for children, and is a state rep and a city councilor. He has, you know, ultimate power. His voice matters. But more importantly, his lack of a voice in the subject matters as well, too. I mean, why do you hold three important positions and you're going to stay silent on gun violence? You know, in the terms of, you know, politics, this is a softball. Yes, we need to take this seriously. Yes, we have to stop this violence in our city. Yes, we have to care about our kids. You know, anybody can say that. And, you know, that should be a nonpartisan issue. It should, you know, our kids are our most valuable resource, and they're shooting each other in Lewiston.
Ahead of an event to address that very matter, a community conversation that can hopefully make its way towards some solutions. We're talking with the Maine Wire's John Featherston. The event, again, is Wednesday, June 3rd. You said it starts at 7 in the evening?
Yes, sir.
It starts at 7 at 777. Okay, that's going to be the easy way to remember it because the address of where the community conversation takes place is 777 what street?
On Main Street.
Main Street.
In Lewiston.
Okay. There's one organization, there's one entity that we haven't talked about yet, and it's the same entity that talks to us about a revolving door, if I recall correctly, and that's the police department. Because while City Hall is doing something, while you are showing us some things, and while teens are shooting themselves, here's the police in Lewiston. And I think they're just trying to do the job that's written on the doors, their mission statement of the cruisers, to serve and protect.
I would agree. The new police chief, Chief Connolly, she's an asset to the community of Lewiston. She's doing a good job. She's taking this seriously. She's going to sit down with me next week and talk about this event and a whole lot more. I know her command staff is very concerned about this issue as well. you know, but, you know, you do have to look at the courts, though. This kid who shot somebody was back out on the street within 24 hours because, you know, he's a kid. You know, I mean, the courts have a lot to blame with this as well, too.
A listener reminds us where we're talking about the same community where one of the sitting members of the school and then the city council had to go before a judge because they were dealing in firearms. Where is that case right now with Osmond?
Well, there's a couple interesting developments with that. He tried to dismiss some charges, but the case is going forward. I believe his next court appearance, or right up top of my head, is June 9th, and he's been indicted on two gun charges. Just yesterday, his former roommate at 210 Blake Street was indicted on massive drug charges, which then did call into question Shalene's appointing Osmond to the school committee to begin with, because this guy was Osmond's roommate, and Osmond's like, I didn't know that anything was going on, and this guy just got convicted yesterday of massive drug charges. So it calls into question once again, you know, like what Shalene is doing and who he's putting around these children as well.
I missed Mainwire TV last night. Was that on?
Oh, we talked about it very late, yes.
Yeah, I missed it.
I joined Mainwire TV later in the show, yeah.
Where are I talking? We're from the Mainwire, John Featherston. Again, the event is at 777 Main Street on Wednesday, June 3rd at 7. Couldn't we have done it on the 7th? Wouldn't that be easier to remember? But no, okay. No, it's June 3rd. It's Wednesday, June 3rd at 7 o'clock at 777 Main Street. I don't know the answer to this question. How do we get the Somali community to come to this event and be a part of helping craft a solution?
Well, you know, part of my day today in the efforts and up and leading to the thing is that I'm reaching out to the Somali community. I'm personally going to go and drop flyers at every location that I can. I'm going to reach out to members of the, you know, community. I've invited, you know, the school committee. I've invited the police department. I've invited the attorney general's office. But this conversation will not be a good conversation if the Somali community doesn't involve. And hey, and this is a conversation. This isn't a forum where you're just going to come and we're going to preach. This is like, what is the real problem? Come, you know, and if you have a problem that is leading to this, please come and talk about it. It'll be respectful. It'll be professional. But the Somali community is essential at this meeting. If the Somali community doesn't attend this meeting, we're not going to really start. And this meeting is not going to solve the problem. This is the first step in having a conversation to solve the problem. So I implore the Somali community to come. Come and tell us how you really feel. And tell us, you know, maybe why you don't like us or why, you think the violence happens. But it's essential that the Somali community come to this meeting.
This is Maine's Morning News. This is VOM. This is the Voice of Maine.